Greetings and welcome to Amazing Pages episode podcast, The Journey, part 6, 7, I'm not sure anymore. This is Jib, your voice. Today is day zero, the day I received my bone marrow transplant. This is just my podcast to let everyone know and be able to follow how this journey of transplant and all the emotions that go with it, as well as the treatments are for future use. Yesterday I had total body radiation. That was pretty uncomfortable. I don't really know how it works, but they apparently wanted big old 6'4" tall me into a box that fit a 5'6" person. And it didn't go real well. They had me all taped up and everything so I wouldn't move. It took about 2.5 hours. It was pretty uncomfortable, and I was glad it was over with at the end. Kind of felt, I guess, maybe it's what hamburger feels like when you nuke it, as it was a weird feeling, you know. They measured a lot. They didn't explain very much. It was a dark room. It was kind of scary, to be honest with you. This is more scary than the chemotherapies that I've gotten, but all the same, it's over. The results of it were that I had an extremely dry mouth all evening. I'm up and around a little bit later, feeling some fatigue this morning, more so than I have in the past. I'm really off to a fairly late start, because usually I'm up and around, I've showered, and walked a mile by now, but I've got back pain this morning and some other things that are troubling me, so I haven't done those things. Yesterday also was emotionally rather difficult. You know, the outside world will not stop its invasion into your life just because you happen to be sick. So there are things that are going on outside of this hospital room that have to do with my life that make it very challenging at times. I love my entire family, and I know my entire family loves me, but there are hiccups in the road. There are problems with everything in almost areas of housing, finance, personal relationships. The kids have challenges, and sometimes that stress can bleed off into myself, regardless of how well-intended everybody is about trying to protect you from the outside world while you have to concentrate so strongly on the inside world. So, I guess there's really nothing that can be done about it. This is the path I've chosen in my life, was to adopt these 5 children and to accept the responsibility for them, which I have done, and I do not regret, but there's a lot of stress and pressure that goes along with all of this. And that can creep in, like I said. So that's I guess what you have to be prepared for if you're in a cancer journey like this is not only physical discomfort, but a lot of mental discomfort too. And your mental discomfort will become exasperated by things that probably would normally you'd shake off, or you'd do a better job of dealing with. So I apologize if I have not done a great job of dealing with those things. I know I was a little short with some of the staff here at the hospital throughout the evening, as they wanted me to get up in the middle of the night and stand up to have my blood pressure taken and sit down to have it taken, and, you know, to weigh me at 3 o'clock in the morning and all of the things that I'm trying to just be knocked out and just get this journey on its way. But that's the way it is. Also yesterday, honestly, I had a very nice visit from my Immerman angel, who gave me great hope and strength and encouragement about the journey, and that was a really nice thing to do. That was a kindness of a stranger that goes to show you how people who suffer from these diseases wind up being bound together in ways you would not have anticipated. It's nice. It's very nice. Today I actually expect that it's going to be a fairly calm day. I'm just getting some IV fluids right now, some magnesium. My blood counts have finally dropped to the point where they're going to start giving me blood transfusions today. And I'm sure I'm going to be tired and a little bit weak. That'll continue to get worse as the week goes on. But the big deal today is that it's my new birthday, as they say in the hallowed halls of Moffitt Cancer Center. You get a new birthday when you get your new stem cells because they take over. So my system apparently now is weak enough to accept those cells, and I just have to concentrate on fighting off the rejection factors, something called graft versus host disease, and slowly get stronger and better and out into the real world sometime over the next 3 months. So God bless you all for listening. Thank you all for your prayers and thoughts. I've heard from some of the listeners out there. That means a lot to me. So I hope you all go on out there now and have yourselves a truly amazing day.